Hola, howdy, hello, hey there, fellow reachers, what's up? Taylor Fight here, or better known in the rap world, Tyree, yeah, yeah. When I was on the road recording in Pennsylvania for an entire winter, this dude gave me that name. And it just stuck ever since. I don't know why. It's a gnarly sounding name. I'm a tall white guy. It doesn't really fit well, but it just comes up every once in a while. Don't call me that. Don't ever call me that. I've got some news, guys. It's kind of sad. It's bumming me out a little bit, but it must be done for the time being. Lord Farquaad. I am now going to only be featuring one artist in episode, but the alternative flip side is that I'm going to be featuring more of their songs. It's just becoming a lot of work for me to get approval from bands and research and do all of that good stuff in between. So for now, I'm going to whittle it down to one band. That way I can stretch my material out a little bit more and hopefully you guys aren't too upset. But maybe later on, we'll be able to add more. We have a special treat for you today. A direct alternative to Scooby Snacks. I swear, you're going to love him. You're going to love his band, Floracine. I got a chance to sit down with Pat Johnson, who's the driving force of Floracine, straight out of Stratford, New Jersey. From what I gather, he was in a previous band called Native Riff with one of his current band members, Tom Tarselli. Native Riff got their bearings by performing at a variety of venues, including World Cafe Live, the Tarsadero, and various festivals and art galleries. Most notably, they opened for Andy Grammer. All the while, a different Pat McHugh, was in a band at the same time called Cat in the Wall. Wonder where that came from. Like, was it cemented in the wall like Han Solo? Or was it in a hole in the wall like a picturesque image from Italy? Who knows? I like the Han Solo thing. After both bands split up, they decided to graft together to create a supergroup. Thus, Floracine bloomed into an East Coast jungle of sweetness. I love finding bands that are new to the scene and just starting out online. Stumbling upon them is like finding a sunrise shell poking halfway out of the shoreline. If you know, you know. Full disclosure, I haven't found one yet. I can hear you all groaning right now, but I know a lot of people who do, including my girlfriend. In a single stroll moseying down the beach, she'll come back with a handful of these things. It's as if they speak to her with little shell mouths. I'll post a photo on Instagram for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about. So let's rewind. But that's my serotonin rush, is hearing a song for the first time by a Diamond in the Rough band, and that's what happened with me and Floracine. Let's discuss and dive into that crack track. Man, I like that. I came up with that. You like it? As Pat and I discussed in the upcoming interview, this song is about the throes of high school love and figuring out what to do with all those emotions that seem to build up during those years. At one point, you're lost, trying to find identity. Then you join the water polo team and start kicking ass and people like you all of a sudden. Then you decide to go to the school dance and get pantsed in front of everybody and realize that that single moment will be the most embarrassing thing of your entire life and will define your existence for eternity. Well, at least freshman year it did. Now I bet you're kind of proud of it. I give you Roller Coaster.
Back in high school, the bleachers where we fell.
That song specifically has flares of the band Betcha. Have you guys heard of Betcha? They're up and coming. I'm hoping to have them on Song Reach here soon. I think it's the vocal. It signifies an 80s rock voice like Richard Marx or Bryan Adams or even Sting. I don't know why. I hope they're not offended by that, but it's different and it hasn't been done in 40 years, so why not? As I mentioned, they're a new band, only a couple years being together. They were in the middle of recording more music when the pandemic hit, which put a pause on that amongst other growth assets. But they did do a live performance on Radio 104.5, where they played a more broken down version of Roller Coaster, the song you just heard, and a cover of MGMT's Kids, which has a cool twist. You can catch both of those live videos on their YouTube page. Take a look at that. Also, Pat does frequent updates on their Instagram, treating fans to new songs in the works or demos, even just doodling around on the acoustic guitar. It's pretty nice to hear him still working on stuff. I'm gonna have their information in the show notes. This next song is the only other song that is released at the moment, and oddly enough, I heard it after Roller Coaster, and it came out 6 months prior in January of 2019. It's a typical love song gone wrong scenario, but with an interesting, cool little caveat. Instead of feeling melancholy and depressed and down in the dumps, the music is actually quite joyful and playful, considering the lyrics are so dark. Like a sigh of relief after getting out of a toxic relationship, we've all been there. That really perked my ears up for the first time and made me feel something new when it comes to love songs, and I liked it. Here's the second and final song featured by Florescene. I wish there was more, I really do. Maybe when more of their music comes out, I'll do a follow-up episode. But regardless, this song is like Megazord. Five songs in one. Here's to eating more bananas so you can lighten up those bruises.
Hey, man.
Yo, what up, dude?
How's it going?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect, dude. So what, you hanging in there over there okay?
Yeah, man. I'm in Jersey, so it's pretty bad over here.
Yeah, because you're so close to New York.
Yeah, it's pretty serious over here, but I'm all right, so.
Yeah. When did the whole quarantine thing take effect for you guys?
Like 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days. That's pretty recent.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, they were advising certain things, but it was like, government ordered.
Yeah.
Officially, like 2 days ago. So.
So what would happen if you like stepped out of your front door right now? Would you like get fined or something?
Oh no, that's okay. They're like okay with like.
Go to the store.
So we have like a curfew.
Yeah.
Like you can't be out past 9.
Same here.
But you can go like to the grocery store. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they added
hospital, obviously.
Yeah. So. Hospital. I think like hardware stores randomly. I don't know. Like all those weird one-off stores, but yeah, actually the curfew just,
what if it keeps getting, you know, worse, I think it's going to end up being like, you can't leave to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a hospital.
That's how it is in, I think, major cities right now. Like New York and LA. So yeah, it's a little different being out here in Hawaii. That's why. So they actually just put the curfew effect in on Friday last week.
Right
and now, like day by day, they're starting to increase the quarantine like intensity, I guess. So even on, because I live here on Kauai, but Oahu and Maui are like full blown, like same thing, like kind of not really like an intense lockdown, but kind of like your situation. Like you can only go out.
Yeah, man, it's tough.
Yeah, you can only go out to go to the store, pretty much. So it's so crazy to live in a time like this right now. It's kind of insane.
Honestly, man, a lot of people losing jobs. I just lost mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, what were you doing?
I worked in a school, so I mean, I was like a, I was an aide for kids on the spectrum, so I was like a one-on-one. Yeah. But
you guys are probably one of the first to go then, because like school, I heard like even my buddies going to school, even on Oahu, they were some of the first to, like their classes were just axed like immediately, like weeks ago. Yep. This was like a long time ago now. So
yeah, so that's hurting because, you know, it was a layoff. It wasn't like a leave with pay or a leave without pay.
I don't really get that either, man, because a lot of my friends are getting let go. Like they're using like the temporary excuse, I guess. And they're like, they're firing everybody, not giving them severance pay. And then just saying, hold on, you know, you're not going to make any income, but you still have to survive. So.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
Crazy. How's the rest of the guys in the band? They're doing okay too?
Yeah, everyone's good. You know, we're just kind of shooting demos back and forth, trying to, you know, stay writing, stay active, stay busy with it. Yeah. But everyone's kind of in their little
bubble
world right now.
Yeah. How do you guys end up doing that file sharing? Like, you guys use a specific program?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really sent much back and forth yet. I think since it's kind of relatively new to the full isolation thing, we're mainly just working on things separately. Mm. But I was putting together some demos that I sent to the guys. I do a lot of the songwriting and a lot of the vocal work. So
nice.
Hopefully some of the guys can put some guitars and some bass and some drums and send it back, and we can try to do things as effectively as we can in this time. So
even just songwriting, man, like what you said, demos would be great just to get something moving. And
stay in the loop of things, you know.
Yeah,
don't want to be totally like off the grid when things go back to normal.
Yeah, and how'd you guys all meet?
I started the project after like my high school band broke up, and I like asked the guitar player who I started that band with to start this one with me.
Nice.
And then I used to play shows in high school with our other guitar player, with his band. Like my band would play with his band.
Mm-hmm. Like on the same night.
We played a couple shows.
Yeah.
So I asked him, and then like my cousin, actually, he's like an engineer down here in Jersey. So he's helping us with a lot of like the demos and a lot of the writing. And then we just have a buddy playing bass for us and that we already knew. And then my old choir director from high school gave me a reference to a drummer.
Nice.
He drummed in church with him or something. So I met him that way, and we all just kind of clicked.
They're always the hardest to find is a good drummer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You guys sound great, man. Like I told you, I found out about you guys, like most bands that I've actually have featured on this show, is that your song popped up in my Discover Weekly. And
right.
Yeah, I just loved it right off the bat. I thought it was great. And
which one was that? Was it Roller Coaster?
Yeah, it was Roller Coaster. And then I just went to your guys' page, saw Bruises as well. Is that the only two songs you guys have right now?
Yeah, currently. We kind of took a little bit of a hiatus to write an album. And then things kind of got weird with like different members coming in and out, different ideas. We all work full-time, so we were kind of trying to pursue it as best as we could. But we had to put some things on the back burner. But of course, as this coronavirus came into effect, that's when we started to get the ball moving, and now we have to put more on hold. But we're doing what we can to put out something. So
yeah, nice. You guys but have
yeah, those are the only two for now. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have something like that's far along in the works that you could probably
release.
Yeah,
we have a couple singles that are really close. Nice. We have a lot of different. I would say maybe two or three songs that are like pretty close. Mm-hmm. Just need some touches and some finalizations,
nice,
some more studio time, but
cool. That's exciting, man. Yeah, I know this virus thing is really putting a hold on things, so even like I don't know if you guys were playing much shows or touring or anything, if you guys were you know, going out and playing a lot, but I'm sure you guys can't do that anymore. And
yeah, man, I mean, we can't really do much. We're actually thinking about doing this, like, sorry, my computer is just, like, running crazy.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that to not do that. Give me one sec.
No worries.
It's weird.
I can always cut that section out, too. It's not a problem, so.
Yeah, I'm just going to force shut it down. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
And how old are you, man?
I'm 21.
21, yeah. It's a good age to kind of get your shit together with music.
Absolutely, dude.
Before too long, it escapes you, man. I'm 31, and it's like 10 years
so
go by.
Still doing, you're still doing the music stuff?
Still doing music, yeah. I play with my brother, but all of our gigs got canceled as of late, so.
Yeah, everything's getting canceled, man. It stinks.
Everybody's doing live feeds. I don't know if you guys are thinking of doing that, but like,
yeah, man, I'm doing like I was gonna get into. So in April we should be doing this like live feed festival thing set up. I think we're gonna do it acoustic. I think it's only gonna be like me and maybe the guitar player. I don't know how comfortable people are gonna be at that time getting together. It's kind of a day to day thing, but if not everybody, then a couple of us will get together and do that live thing. And
cool.
Hopefully people tune in.
Yeah.
And kind of keep us in the loop. I'm trying to put together some small covers and demos to put on the page just to kind of keep it rolling for now.
Keep it active.
It's really tough, but yeah.
Yeah, do what you can, man. I noticed just today actually on Instagram they have a donation button now for your stories. And I think you can you can link a bank account or something or like a donation button for people to help, you know, keep businesses alive. So
A lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are like putting live feeds up and like putting a link in their bio for like a Venmo for like a tip.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's tough for musicians. I mean, I still live at home, but my parents, a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. Our drummer's the only one that lives on his own.
Yeah.
And I mean, a couple of the guys live at school, but I mean, I don't have to rely on music for my income.
Yeah.
But it's like the dream, but there's a lot of people out there that do rely on their music for income, and it's a tough time for them. So
yeah, it is, man. Like even I just heard today, like our press conference, I suppose, on Island, because they do it island by island. So Kauai's one's actually being released this afternoon, but they did like a short little thing over the weekend saying that all visitors are going into quarantine immediately, like when they come off the plane, for like 14 days or something. And people who are already on Island who don't live here, they can't leave their hotel room. Like they can't even do what we can do, like leave our front door and like go to the store.
Yeah, because they could already be super exposed. Because
they could be infected. Yeah, it's so weird saying that. It's like a zombie apocalypse happening or something. But it's so crazy.
It's weird, man. It happened really so fast.
Yeah, yeah. It's
never
crazy.
Seems like not where you're from, but it's everywhere now. It's like the whole freaking world. So.
I was thinking that, like, being on an island in the middle of the ocean is good to a certain extent, like, if we don't get any infected people over here. But as soon as we do and it gets, like, really bad, it's, like, the worst place to be. And now everyone's going to be trying to leave.
Small.
Yeah, and everyone's going to try to leave, and you can't really. So we're not really sure what's to come, but we're just taking it a day at a time here, too. So, I just wrote down a couple other questions here, dude. If you don't mind just kind of going over your background, like how were you grown up with music or did you kind of acquire it along through high school or how did that come about?
Yeah, dude. I mean, no one in my family is super musically inclined. Mm-hmm. Didn't really have any inspiration like through the family. It's just kind of something I like picked up spontaneously as like an outlet. When I was like real young, I was really into sports and stuff, but I also at the same time had a different passion for like music and wanted to pursue that more seriously. Like a lot of kids would be playing outside and I just want to like, you know, play music instead, you know? It's just something that felt like home, something that felt like real to me, something that I felt like
something you connected
I could do
with.
This for maybe a living, or I could do this and be content with what I'm doing with it. And, you know, just, you know, grew up and learning the guitar and a little bit of piano and just singing mainly writing and singing is like the two things that I love to do the most. And yeah, I mean, just grew up with it, kind of just being there and noticing that I was pretty good at it. And then like honing my craft over time, thinking, you know, if I take this seriously, I can turn this average voice and this average writer into something, you know, much bigger. So that's what I've been trying to do for the past like 8 years.
That's a lot longer than when I was your age. I started in high school, so that's a lot longer than when I started. So yeah, good for you, dude. Like it comes with time. Like I remember 10 years ago, I was way different in my style and like writing and everything than I am now. And like, and your voice matures over time, and like
a lot of things change. The way that you look at the writing process, the way that you write in
all
general,
the experience you have,
that you choose to write about, and then your influences are always going to change too. So
exactly,
you know, a lot of people, you know, are like, well, you stick to your roots. It's like, well, your roots can change. You know, I kind of just go wherever the wind blows with it, and whatever I'm into at the moment is something that I'm gonna try to do myself. Like if I'm into this certain style or this certain story or this certain anything, you know, I try to take a little bit from everything that inspires me in a sense. So
how did you come up with the inspiration for the two songs you have out now, for Roller Coaster and Bruises?
Bruises was the first one we put out. I had a buddy, Rob Cruz, who's not in the band. He was for just that one song. That's when the whole project kind of started. He engineered like most of it, like music wise. And then him and I wrote a lot of the words with some of the other guys. Cool. And then the guys put their parts in. So like he had like the idea, the structure of it. And I was like, this is something that's really, really, it's poppy. It's very pushy. It's very four on the floor. It makes you really want to dance and stuff. And I was like, I was going through like a really bad breakup. So, I mean, if you listen to the words, it's kind of like a FU anthem. Like, it's kind of just like, you're just this bruise. Like, it's going to go, like, you're just this,
move on.
You're just this, you know, you're just this thing that's going to go away in time. And here's why I need it to go away, because it's been killing me. So that lyrically, it's just about like, you know, a toxic relationship and finally feeling free from that.
The bruises will heal and go away.
Yeah, you know, no hard feelings, but at that time, that's what I was feeling. Yep. So, you know, it's easy to put it into song for me. I like to write about things that actually happened to me personally, because I think it's just easy to know that it's easier to just write about.
It's coming.
You know,
from
things that you're feeling rather than things that you're not, things that you're trying to say. It's easier to like to say things that are like things that you've actually felt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you still have that personal connection. It's easier for it to come out that way.
Right. And so that was like, you know, he had this idea, and then the guys, you know, are like, oh, I like this part. Let's write this part over that. Let's do this. Let's do that. Then I kind of sat there and kind of like tried to think of something that was going to grab people, but have like an emotional appeal to it as well.
Right.
Because a lot of people can like feel that and understand that, because there's a lot of toxic relationships that happen. I mean, that's just everyday life. It's one of those things that's never going to go away. It's nothing new. It's nothing.
It'll always be there from time to time.
It'll always be there. So I wanted to write something super relatable. And then with Roller Coaster, I was kind of like I remember writing about like, just like a high school like relationship, and the lyrics are very like, you know, love's an endless roller coaster. It's just like always up and down. And like, I feel like high schoolers are always like up and down, like hormones are flowing and like things are changing. And like, that's, I feel like high school's, besides like being like physically old and like a senior citizen, like high school can be like probably like one of the hardest parts of your life. Challenging and confusing and very socially difficult.
Almost like constricting,
you know,
it's
difficult.
It's like, so, that's your whole world outside of school. It's you don't have that world experience yet, so school is almost like everything to you, because you spent so much time there, and like all your experience is from 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. So I can relate to that big time.
Exactly. And I mean, one of the lyrics is got the feeling of the 2016, which is like 2016. And that's kind of, I was just kind of writing about like things that I remembered that I felt from that year and how that year kind of stood out to me to be a big year and who I am now and stuff. So
what was that, like sophomore year for you, or
it was like it was like junior year?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those ones.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Junior year was
I was listening to music like crazy, dude. Like, I had my headphones in all day, like recess, lunch, after school, before school. That was me.
Yeah. I hear you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I really like, for sure. Before we leave on Bruises and Roller Coaster, I really like how you made Bruises sound like it was going to be okay. Like, it is such a fun, like almost like happy song, where the, like what you said, it's almost like opposite of what it's about. So you're listening to the lyrics and you're feeling this anguish, but the way it's making you feel musically is the opposite of what you're saying, which is cool. It's like a cool twist.
Absolutely. I get a lot of inspiration from like older 21 Pilots stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they do he writes a lot about depression and angst and anxiety, but he disguises that dark lyric with a very, you know, major and happy and
dance
melody to get people to really be able to, okay, this is like very pleasant to the ear. Let me try to connect with what's going on now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of inspiration there from that. So
what are some of your other inspirations and influences? And what are you listening to right now? Like what's
am I listening to right now? Yeah. Big on the band Camino, if you know them.
What are they, say it again?
The band Camino.
Yeah, I know them, dude. They have the song Haunted, right?
Yeah, Haunted is a jam, dude. That's like that's one of my favorite songs by them. I actually met them at outside their venue. They're super dope. Well, nice. I met the bass player. I met their opener, Valley. I don't know if you know Valley.
I do know Valley. They have a girl singer, or is it a
It's like a guy and a girl.
Yeah, okay.
They both sing. Yeah. She's like the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He's like hit the lead singer Rob. I went on Instagram Live and I requested to be in his live last night, and then he like allowed me in, and then I showed him a demo, and he was like, and I told him how much he inspired that demo, and he's like, I wish I wrote that, like type stuff. Like,
that's
like,
awesome. Great, you know?
Yeah, he's dude, he's dope, and I got to, you know, really express how much of an inspiration he was. Mm-hmm. I met him. That was super dope. But those are like my two biggest like listens right now.
Cool.
I'm all over both of them right now. So
nice. Yeah, I love that band too. I haven't had a chance to go too deep into Valley, but the band Camino. Yeah, I know their songs keep popping up for me too. It's because I like one of them.
Man, they're getting big. I remember I followed them. They had like 1,000 followers. Now they're like huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
I haven't checked back with them in a little bit, but I noticed that as well. They're starting to blow up.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Right on, dude. Let's see. I just made this question up, but if you could domesticate any wild animal as a pet, what would it be?
Can I have a huge, huge shark tank?
Yeah, like aquarium size?
Yeah. Because I would just have a bunch of sharks.
You wouldn't feed anyone to them, would you?
No, not that I know of, unless they really piss me off. Dude, I love sharks. I think they're awesome.
Yeah. You like marine life?
What's up?
You like marine life? You go to aquariums a lot? Are there aquariums in New Jersey?
No, I really don't. No, but like, I'm always like watching Shark Week, and I always think that stuff's like awesome. So I just think sharks are like cool. The first thing that came to my head. So
nice. I've yet to see a great white, like, I think they do keep them in tanks sometimes. Even at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I don't know if you've been there in California, but it's that aquarium.
No, I actually never been to California, but my brother lives there, and also me and my girlfriend had a trip planned there, but we had to cancel it because of this corona. We were going to go to San Diego, so it's super bummer. But
there's the San Diego Zoo there too. That's one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah, we were going to hit that. Yeah. We were going to hit it all, man. It stinks, but...
Yeah, and that actually leads to my next question. Like, what did you guys have other plans for 2020 that were big that you wanted to share at all? Or if this thing clears out, you guys can like move on, stay on track with what you had planned.
Right. Yeah, we're just we're just writing this album. Hopefully, you know, it's hard to do a lot with two songs.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of been stuck on that for a little bit. surprised me how many listeners we've had or how many streams we've had. But you know, if we just kind of keep that up and we use that, you know, ride that wave of like 10,000 monthly listeners, it can only grow with more, you know, more music, more material. So definitely just writing, a crap ton of songs and putting out what we think's best. And then we'll probably play it from there because I think the most important thing is having something that people can listen to. The shows will come and the listeners will come and the merch will come and all that stuff will come. But I think the biggest target we have for 2020 is putting out like the best album that we can. Something that's going to grab people that, you know, they're going to want to come along for the journey.
It's already working for you with the two songs you have, man. Cause all you really need are some bangers like that. And people will stay hooked until you release something else. You know, it's like, that's how we are as fans of other music. You know, it's like, if we love a song and we're talking about that band, we're going to be riding that for a while until something else comes out by them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you guys have right mentality for that.
Absolutely, dude.
Cool. Let's see. I guess that's about it, dude. You have anything you want to add?
Oh, man, just trying to get over this corona thing. Yeah, sucks.
So weird. I can't.
Killing everyone's plans,
I mean, I'm happy
man.
To still be able to do this with you and, like, other bands and shit like that, but... yeah, it's definitely a weird, even just the feeling in the air is just so eerie. And
yeah, man, everything's it's like rainy here today.
It's
like,
rainy here.
It's like it's like rainy and it's dark and no one's outside. It's just weird, man. I feel like the world's ending. It sucks.
It's like the end of the world for sure. It's been raining here for like a week straight. It hasn't stopped.
Really?
Yeah,
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you
forever,
that. It slipped my mind if you guys ever, or if you or whoever has ever come out here, if you plan on coming out here. It's from New Jersey. It might be a pretty penny, but
my sister's best friend, my sister's best friend's husband is stationed out there, so my sister's been out there a couple times.
Oh God.
But have you always been out there, or did you just move out there?
I grew up out here, yeah. And then I've been I've been back and forth from California doing music, going to school, and then somehow I always get pulled back to the islands. It's this weird attraction, you know, like for obvious reasons. But
yeah, you have your whole family out there too?
Yeah, I got family out here, and it's been good to us, man. Like especially now more than ever doing music because the tourism is so booming all the time that you can go out and play at various places, all the hotels, whatever it may be. So it's weird just having all that yanked away all at one time because the whole state thrives on tourism economy, you know? So if you just rip that out from under all of us, it's like, I don't really know what's going to happen. Like, it's like an off switch. Like someone just literally flipped us off and now we're just kind of hanging on until what happens next. So,
yeah, man, it sucks, but you know, we'll get through it.
Yeah. Better to be safe in quarantine than sick and be in a hospital that may not be able to treat you, you know? So, it's weird, especially being like,
just stay safe, you know?
Yeah. Especially being like so far away from other people in the world, even just like you and I, we're halfway across the world right now, you know? And like, I don't really know how bad it is over there because I'm not there. So, and like trying to put myself in someone else's shoes, like in Italy or, you know, New York or whatever it may be, it's like, I have no idea what's happening and what people are going through right now over there. So, yeah, I'm just kind of, playing it smart, taking it day by day.
That's all you can do, dude.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's about it. Thanks a lot for doing this with me. And, I'm still searching for one more. Have you heard of the band Betcha?
Nah.
You should look them up, dude. You guys remind me of them and vice versa. So what I try to do is cater each episode. I do three songs from three different artists in one episode. So it's you guys and this other band, Betcha. It was like your voices or it was Roller Coaster and one of their songs, California, that sound like they would fit together like a puzzle. So you guys should check them out. And I'm just searching for one more band that kind of fits that style. And then your guys' episode will be released. Hopefully, if everything goes according to plan and I'm still able to record this and get online and shit doesn't go crazy over here, everything should be on track for April. So you guys will be in the episode probably come the end of April, I would say.
Sounds good, dude.
So, and I'll tag you guys and let you know when it's out.
Awesome, man. So, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, good luck to whatever you got going on for you next.
Yeah, good luck with everything, and say hi to the guys and stay safe and keep in touch.
Will do. Fuck yeah, man. Good stuff. All right,
brother.
Later.
All right, see ya.
That interview was done a while ago when we were kind of in the midst of the serious initial part of the corona pandemic. Hopefully you guys are forgiving me that I'm only featuring one artist. Did you guys like Florescene? I love those guys. I can't wait for more music by them. I really enjoyed sitting down with Pat and getting to know him and his band. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow me on Instagram at song.reach. You can find me on Twitter, even though I'm very new to that. Such a noob on Twitter, but give me a shot, you know? SongReachPC on Twitter. And what else do I have? I've got YouTube. I've got the Patreon up and running here shortly. Thank you, Rooster. And yeah, just type in SongReach on all the platforms. I'm sure you're going to find me. My home on the web, that's song-reach.captivate.fm. That's it, folks. Be sure to write me a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts to enter the raffle. Till next time. All featured songs in today's episode belong to the independent artist Florescene, and they've graciously given me written permission to be played in the show.